it's obviously a huge game, being that you know, we're at home for the first time. We obviously, you know, try and go 8-0 at home with that home field advantage. So that obviously plays a large part into this. And at the same time, against a very good team, you know, one that has been dominant in their division and in the conference, I guess. So it's important to, you know, start out and, you know, hopefully take this thing at 2-0 and beat two very good teams. But it's going to take a, you know, a lot of hard work and effort from, you know, everybody on both sides of the ball, and it should be a fun game.
You lose Sam Barrington, but now you bring in Nate Palmer. You got to get this guy ready. What do you like about this kid?
You know, Nate's one of those guys you can kind of just plug him in. He does his job. I think you saw that from, you know, last week. He was aggressive. I'm not sure how many tackles he had. Was good in coverage. You know, did everything he was asked. So that it didn't seem like there was, you know, much of a drop off. And that's not a slight at Sam. We're obviously going to miss him tremendously after, you know, having this really be his year after, you know, coming in about halfway through the year last year. So he really kind of took that leadership role and opportunity as the, you know, the guy in the middle to have his voice be heard and, you know, be one of those guys, and kind of go out in the first game is tough. It's, you know, you hate to see it because he's put in a lot of work. I've got, you know, I've grown to know him a little bit more, obviously playing the position with him. But it's tough. But, you know, really it's an opportunity for these young guys, especially Nate and, you know, Jake Ryan, to step up. They need to be ready. You know, in years prior, you know, good teams have beat us with the lack of depth, so it's time for these guys to step up and show what they're capable of.
As a defense, are you ready? Are you guys ready to step up after you got doused a little bit in Chicago, after looking at the film and making some corrections, and you got Marshawn Lynch coming to town?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know he's a heck of a back. You know, their entire offensive scheme and what they're about, they feed off him, and I'm sure after seeing some of the plays we put on film last week, you know, I'm sure they have to be excited about what they're going to face. But, you know, that's part of the game, obviously. We obviously need to improve, but it's little stuff here and there. You know, for the most part, I thought, you know, we did a good job rallying, getting Forte down. But, you know, it's the missed gaps here, the reach blocks, the wrong assignments that really killed us. So if we can be technically sound, hopefully we can play a good game and kind of keep him in check.
Clay, what have you seen from Jake's development since getting in here as a rookie this offseason?
Well, I think the thing you really like about Jake is, you know, the fact that, you know, he kind of, he looks like a middle linebacker when he's out there. He finds his way to the ball. He makes plays. We saw that throughout the, you know, obviously the offseason, but more importantly and recently, the preseason. So I think he's shown that he's got a knack for getting to the ball and being a true middle linebacker. So I'm sure when his time comes, you know, look for that. Obviously, there's you know, I'm sure he's got a lot of room to grow, but, you know, for the most part, it's about just kind of getting to the ball and his, you know, showing up on film and showing that he belongs.
I didn't see how I'll get it. How did St. Louis get Russell on the ground 6 times for sacks? Having chased that guy around, he's not an easy guy to get.
No, he's not. I mean, you know, you could tell by the way that St. Louis played. They you know, they played fearless, and they got a great defensive line who, I mean, they got studs up and down the line. So that, you know, obviously helps. But, you know, really you got to force him into, you know, third and long situations where you can kind of turn the pass rusher loose. I think you saw that last year in the playoff game. We were able to have some success, but you put him in manageable situations, and, you know, Marshawn as well as Russell, with how smart he is tucking it and running, they'll make you pay. So, you know, it's really about winning first and second down, and last week we didn't do a good enough job of that, and obviously put ourselves in bad situations in third down. So we can eliminate that. We, you know, hopefully we'll have a pretty good shot.
Clay, after the game, Nate was kind of kidding, maybe only half kidding, that he's so used to playing behind you, you know, in practice reps, that it was a little unusual playing alongside you. Is there something to learning how a guy plays when he's suddenly next to you, and it's going to be more long term than short term?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you have to get comfortable. The same goes, you know, I can specifically speak about the pass rush and knowing the guy who you'll be playing next to, and the same goes for the inside linebackers as well. But, you know, I didn't see much of a, like I said, much of a drop off with playing together with him last week. We just need to be on the same page, communicate. Obviously, we're two young guys, I guess, at the position. So, you know, we just need to make sure we kind of do this thing together, and we will, and we'll obviously both improve as the season progresses.
Clay, can you speak to the emotions of the NFC Championship last year, the way you guys lost it, and it faced these guys.
Yeah. I don't know, right?
No, I mean, but just how you bottle that and take it out on the field on Sunday.
I can assure you that's, you know, it's not something that's talked about much. I know this is media-driven. It started last Sunday, you know, with the promos and everything, but, you know, we've heard talk of it being a revenge game, but ultimately this is just the second game of the season. And much like any season, we need to start strong and fast, and we've got a very good opponent coming in here. It's not as if, you know, we win this game, all is forgotten. You know, I'm sure there's some extra motivation for some, but the reality is this is a very good team, and it's a new season, and, you know, they have the same weapons we saw last year. So it should be a fun game. I know it's what the fans are looking for, and it's a good testament to see kind of where we're at, where they're at this point in the season early on, and hopefully it's us coming out on top.
What do you think about Sunday night games? I mean, Mike said he'd rather have all the games at noon.
I think when I was younger, I enjoyed the primetime games, but it's nice to get them over at noon and kind of get out there as opposed to waiting around all day and, you know, letting all that anxiety bottle up. But it's also fun, though. I mean, obviously, you know, everybody tunes into the Sunday and Monday night games, the primetime games, to see, to see who shows up. So it's fun in that regards, and you know, hopefully that's us.
What does it mean to get these guys at Lambeau Field after three straight in Seattle?
I mean, it's always nice to be home, you know. We'll see what that means. I think the last time we had him here was 2009, my rookie year. But, you know, we'll see. We're obviously expecting a big turnout from the fans here, playing a great team and being, our first home game as well as a primetime game. We hope that they show up and kind of give us that home field advantage that Seattle's benefited from so much over the years.